Our scripture reading for today, as we celebrate the final week of the church year, is taken from Matthew chapter 25. Jesus says, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.'" These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Many years ago, when I was a pastor here in town, a ninth grade girl came to talk to me, and one of her friends had just drowned that weekend. I had heard about it in the news, but didn't know the connection to her. And he was apparently in her group of ninth grade friends. Had been swimming down at Sibley Park and tried to swim across the river and got swept away in the current, and they found him many hours later dead and drowned. And she was so troubled by this that she just wanted to talk to her pastor, and we talked a little bit, and I asked her, I said, "Do you know, was he a Christian?" And she said, "I don't know. I really don't know." And she said, what do you think has happened to him?" That was a hard question for me to answer. And as we talked about it and what the Bible says and what Christ says about being ready through faith in him and so on, she said to me, "I really wonder if he was ready." That's really the very point and issue that Jesus is addressing for us with this very familiar parable to us, using the imagery from a tradition back in the Middle East where people would have the maids of honor, if you will, that would wait for the groom to come and pick up the bride from her house and then take her to the wedding banquet and so on. Jesus uses that very familiar imagery in their day to teach us a lesson about being spiritually ready. And this has always been one of my favorite parables because every time I read it and hear it, it just kind of reminds me to kind of take a spiritual checkup too. The early Christians decided this was such an important parable that the last Sunday in the church year, every year, they would have this read. And as not only a reminder to be ready, but the wonderful hope that the church has of looking forward to going to the wedding banquet in heaven. We may easily belong to the outward, visible Christian church. But what really matters is not only that, but then having true faith in the heart and really being ready and prepared in our hearts for the return of our Savior. Let's look at the characteristics of the 5 foolish virgins, because they really do have a lot of things right. And Jesus isn't here talking about crass unbelievers. He's talking about people like us who've been blessed to be in the church, been part of it. Just consider this. They're waiting for the bridegroom, so they know about Christ. They're aware of who he is. They're even waiting for him. Secondly, they're in the physical proximity of the other maids of honor. They're with the rest of the church, okay? They're not isolated and often alone. They know the significance of having to have had some oil, which is faith in Christ, true trusting faith in him. They even know to ask for more when they run out. They know that they need to go buy more when they run out, okay? They know where to go buy more. They're aware of what the church brings to them. And they also know the significance of going into the wedding hall and are looking forward to that. So there are a lot of things right, with these five foolish virgins who aren't ready. And it's a reminder to us who are part of the Christian church and maybe regularly in the Lord's house too, that we don't just fall into what some call GTM Christianity, going through the motions Christianity, where you just kind of do the outward stuff and don't let this really penetrate down to the heart. The prophet Isaiah had a way of putting it very succinctly when he said, from God's perspective, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. It's very tempting for all of us to let our Christianity just become ritual, just to become outward things that we do and practice, or maybe little sayings that we go through to say the right things and pay lip service to Christ, but maybe not really let it be penetrating down into the heart, repenting of our sins and holding on to his grace and forgiveness. And Jesus warns when he says, on that day, the day that he does return, on that day there's going to be a frantic rush for oil, for faith, in these people that at one time possessed all of this. When the store finally closes, all of a sudden it's super important to these five foolish virgins. And the lesson here is not just for us thinking about the end of time when Christ will return, but whenever our time on this earth comes to an end too, which doesn't always happen when we think it's going to happen, just like that ninth grade boy. About a year and a half ago in Baltimore, there were some horrible riots that took place because of a case of a police beating and so on. If you remember, that was in the news. And there were five CVS pharmacies looted that night, and one of them burned and nearly entirely destroyed. And the heads of CVS Pharmacy, the company, had to really sit down and sincerely think, are we going to rebuild? Are we going to bring stores back into this community again or not? If they'd been treated that badly by the community, were they going to take the risk of bringing it back there again? It's maybe kind of a picture for us about how God is with his grace toward us in our lives. He extends his wonderful grace in Christ to every one of us, the free forgiveness of our sins, the hope of going to heaven. He puts that out there for us. But when it gets despised, when it gets spit at and rejected and mocked, or when it gets just put aside in a person's life thinking, well, maybe someday I'm going to come back to that when I get gray hair. Well, he might just take it away. He might just close the store down. Don't count on that it's always going to be there, is the point. When I was a student here on this campus, our chapel used to be up in what's kind of now the bookstore area in admissions. And I specifically remember where I was sitting the day I heard a chapel address that really got me. And the chaplain that day, the preacher was preaching about this very thing. And he said, he used the imagery of a window. He said that God's grace and mercy in Christ is a beautiful open window for us to go through by repentance and faith to get to heaven. But don't trifle with it, he said. God, if you take too long to come through the window, God may shut the window at some point in time. Don't think it's always going to be open for you and you can come back to it later on. Today is the day. Today is the day to believe in this Savior and to be ready for him in true faith. What a sad day that was when we hear in Jesus' text, the text Jesus says where he says to the people at the door, assuredly, I do not know you. People who were waiting for him at one time, who had the oil, who knew where to buy it, who were with the church, who were waiting for his return. They knew where the banquet hall was. I don't know you? What an awful statement. What a horrible statement. Martin Luther calls it the worst words in the entire Bible. But how it should make us be awake and ready spiritually for the return of our Lord. Now is the time to buy the oil. Now is the time to grab onto what Christ has done for you through faith given to you by the Holy Spirit. Take your Lord's word to heart. Take his forgiveness. Appreciate it right now today. Cherish it. Treasure it. Build your hope of going to heaven on it. And go back and get that oil replenished over and over in your life. Let's just quickly look at the characteristics of the five wise virgins. First of all, they are aware of the fact that they may become lethargic. They are aware of the fact that Christ's return could take a while too. They're intent on not missing out on seeing him. They're longing for his arrival. They're aware of how important it is that he's coming back. They understand what a great need that they have for the oil, for having faith in his grace. And they're not just taking all of this for granted. The waiting period is something they have prepared for. Your generation has come up with a whole new tradition at weddings. Part of me likes it and part of me gets a little whatever by it, but that is when people come into the banquet hall, they all get announced to some new great song and they come in dancing and big sunglasses on and different, you've probably seen all of that. And it's fun to see that kind of joy and exuberance as they come into a wedding hall. A few of them get a little out of hand, but for the most part, it's kind of fun to watch and to see. Think of what it's going to be like to actually, by faith in our Savior, be let into the great banquet hall and the feast that God has prepared for us through the work of our Savior. And to be there with all of the fellow believers in Christ forever, enjoying the blessings of heaven forever. What a marvelous day that will be. Don't miss it. Amen. Please rise for prayer. And we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, make us watchful and heedful in awaiting the coming of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that when he shall stand at the door and knock, he may find us not sleeping in carelessness and sin, but awake and rejoicing in his appearance. Through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.